This feature has been brought to you by Slot Foundation, which needs your support to continue projects like these. Information on this recording and access to other recordings is available online at slot.org.
Well, the exhibition is called Situated in Nowland. This exhibition put together a number of videos made by Latin American artists with no intention to offer an overview of the region, but on the contrary, to show some of the trends video art is taking among these artists. The word situating is used here in the double reference to site and situation. From one hand, every video is situated in a specific place, and many times they withdraw their meaning from local conflicts and histories. On the other hand, most of them refer to concrete social and political situations that need to be somehow stressed to fully understand what they stress. Of course, knowing that the videos are going to be shown outside their specific context, I try to select pieces that could be understood with minimal information. I'm not also a specialist in Latin American politics and history, so that's something that we can share, and the challenge to address these pieces, trying to find out how they can be meaningful to us. Maybe it could have been easier to avoid those situated references, but I think that wouldn't have been neither fair nor representative of what is being happening with Latin American video art. Even when the exhibition is not aimed at being representative, it tries to highlight some key pieces of that territory. And I think that the most of them rely on this contextual background. The idea of Nowland has nothing to do with the concept of non-places. In fact, I'm interested here in stressing the idea of place with some of its identity and cultural specificities. Nowland has to do with the idea that Latin America is less a geographical territory than a discursive one. My notes ended here. Well, today there is a trend of critical thinking that believes that we should give up with the idea of Latin America, that the idea of Latin America should be eliminated because it is a concept that was forget mainly outside the Latin American countries. Well, I am a little against of that because I think that the concepts and even the words that could be rethought, that could be rewritten, as for example is the case with queer theory. Queer theory, as you know, began being, you know, the word queer began being an insult, and now is an area of academic knowledge. And I think that something that could happen something similar to the idea of Latin America, that we don't need to give up with this concept, that we don't need to use another word to refer to the reality of the countries of Latin America, but we have to rethink, we have to think them over, and we have the opportunity to create a new meaning for a word like that. I think that many of contemporary Latin American artists are doing that job. They are trying to think again about this territory, about the histories and the culture and the politics and the sociological background of this area, and try to give another image, a critical image, a very deep and thoughtful image about what is happening in this land. So we don't have to create another word or create another concept to refer to what is happening in this in this geographical area. I think it's better to think of rethinking the word, create a new area of critical thinking that let us think in our culture and in our heritage, and try to find out what we can use of this to, of course, rethink contemporary culture at large. So that's why I selected these videos. These videos, as I said, have a very, very clear local situation, but at the same time, they try to give us another image of what is happening in this territory, and at the same time, they are trying to contribute to a contemporary artistic discourse with some perspectives that let us think in a different way about political and social issues. We put some little information about the videos in the sheets over there, so you can have, you know, some information to try to fully understand them. But sometimes, as I said before, I think it's worth the effort to try to get involved in what these artists are trying to say, without not necessarily knowing the specific context, but trying to think them, try to think in these pieces as pieces that could serve us to analyze political and social situations. So that's my idea of this exhibition. I said it doesn't mean to be representative at all. But I think it's kind of an overview of what is happening in some of these countries, and is especially a sample of different strategies to address, as I said, political and social issues, whether if we are talking about Latin America or not. So that's the general idea of the exhibition. I hope you enjoy it, and I am here for anything you can ask me. Thank you. Yes. I could give an overview of what is being shown in this exhibition. We have some videos that deal with very, very specific historical situations, like, for example, in the video by Claudia Josowski that is here, because she is working on, well, she has a series of videos that portray famous people that were killed in Bolivia, for example. Well, like the Che Guevara, like the Butch Cassidy. It's interesting because, you know, I think that many of these people went to Bolivia because they thought that no one was going to find them there. And they finally arrived to Bolivia and they were killed there. And so it's very, I think it's very interesting this. It has a very interesting commentary about what is Bolivia as a, you know, Bolivia is the idea of as a no land, but at the same time, the place where many of these people finally find their destiny. So we have some pieces like hers, or like the piece by another, by the Peruvian artist that is called Thais the Kingdom. This is a piece that takes a particular historical moment in the time of Peruvian history, when a president, a military president, not a democratic one, decided to change the shelter, the escudo, ¿cómo se dice? The shelter? The escudo?
Symbol.
The national symbol of Peru. So you have there three women that are talking about the consequences of that act. It's a fiction, but at the same time it's something that comments of how a president is, in a way, erasing the history of Peru by changing the national symbol. Mm-hmm. So there are some pieces that are ground in very, very specific moments of the history of other countries. There are some other videos that stress or that show something that could have to be with this idea of the non-places. For example, Wagner Morales' piece, he shows the Patagonia, but from the perspective, from the point of view of the tourists, that they are really boring, and you know, they do this this effort to go to the Patagonia because you have to go to the Patagonia, but then when they are there, they are not interested in the Patagonia at all. So it's very nice to see the video. The people is boring, is not looking at the windows, and in the windows you see the landscape and the grandiosity of the Patagonia, and that's very funny as well, as a view of this territory that usually we identify with Patagonia, with Latin America. And then you have the Paraguayan piece that has to do with an intervention, a human intervention, of this guy that goes in the bus, mixturing or merging religious discourse with a political one, and the people is like in the Patagonia, they don't care. He talks and he says a lot of things, and people don't care. And pieces like that you have to be a little, you know, clever to understand. For example, in the piece by the guys, the artists from Cuba, that this change of, you know, the air conditioning is changing this relationship with Russia, with a new relationship with China, and. If you look at the videos, you know, with some kind of deepness, you are going to see that they are at the same time talking about many political changes that are having place right now, and at the same time they are they have a lot of very, very local references. So that's the way that's the kind of pieces that I was interested in showing here. As I said, I think there are pieces that you can understand even if you don't know the very local information. But at the same time, I didn't want to lose that situated references. I think we can do an effort to understand them, even if we don't know the specific references, because you know, we everybody know how to deal with or how to try to understand this political and social and cultural backgrounds that all the videos have.
And how typical is this?
That's a very important question, because in this trend that I said before, that tries to, you know, leave aside the idea of Latin America, sometimes you forget that there are many, many material and physical characteristics of this land, of this territory. And one of those is the distances we have and the difficulties we have to get in contact and have dialogue between artists and artworks. So, for example, if you look at this exhibition, most of these artists don't know each other. They don't have information about what the others are doing. So sometimes creating a Latin American art show is creating a communication among these artists and these pieces. You are in the position of beginning a dialogue and to make also the artists know themselves. For example, when I did the project of this exhibition and I sent the information to all these artists that were going to be together in the exhibition, most of them told me where I can see the works of my fellow exposers, or my fellow artists, where I can see the context where I am going to be, how can somehow to reconstruct for myself the same context that the pieces are going to be in. So yes, it's a particular problem that we have in Latin America, that we have to create not only a context for all these videos to be seen, but also a context for all the artists and pieces to be in contact and in the dialogue. No, thank you. I am especially interested in art history and in recovering many of these histories that have been somehow lost mainly in Argentinian history. But I think that's a general problem of Latin America, because you know that most of the countries in Latin America have had military regimes during the 70s. And the most important problem with that regime, those regimes, was that most of them, like it was the case in Argentina, they dismantled the universities. Because the universities were supposed to be the places where most of the leftists were, left thinkers were. So in Argentina, for example, the military governments of the 70s, the first thing they do were to dismantle the university. So when democracy came again in the 80s, we had a very hard work to recover the national university, and there was a very big effort to begin to think again and begin to create a history again from an independent point of view. And we are still in that process. We have, you know, the 60s and the 70s and part of the 80s are still like empty areas of Argentinian art history. So I am now working a lot on trying to recover that history. That was what Osvaldo was saying. I am now working in an exhibition that is an exhibition that surveys the Latin American art between 1965 and 1975. It's an international exhibition that highlights, we could say, like all those conceptual practices before they were known as conceptuals. So, let's say the performance, post-minimalist art, povera art, art systems, land art, sociological art, etc. And trying to find out what happened in Latin America, but vis-a-vis with the international art scene. So we can understand what the artists did during that special period of our history, a period that was somehow lost in the history of our artists and institutions. And I think there is a lot of work to do in that in the same area of studies. I think there are many curators in Latin America that are trying to recover that history, because that's the way to go on, no? The way to understand what is happening right now, to know and to learn what happened in that special period of time of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. So I am working in that right now. And when I work with contemporary artists, I am always thinking of how these artists could have a relationship with those, with that history that we already don't know in deep. No?
The immediate thought that came to my mind when you talked about the notion of
Yeah. No, I was thinking of something that you said, because you said that the only way to win the war was killing off all the people, and you know that was exactly the same idea of Argentinian militaries. They thought that if they killed all the left thinkers, I don't know, somehow left thinking was going to disappear from Argentina. And you know, we had 30,000 disappeared in Argentina because they thought that was the way of expurging left thinking from the country, was killing the people. And I think that what history demonstrates in the end is that, of course, is that's not the way, huh? Because I don't know if there is a way. I mean, what they are really they're really ground idea is the idea of that you can kill thinking. So I think that something similar happened in Argentina in that time, and we are trying to recover of that history. But that history is going to be recovered somehow. It's just a question of time. Thank you.